Here we are, sir. You've got a wizard at Chancery.
Who's that? I cannot pay. I cannot.
My friend, I am the gentleman to whom you let your room.
1,000 between 16 of you. £62.10. I've been over and over it.
This young man is your roommate, sir.
Mr. Weller?
Why have you come?
We did not want you to be alone.
Alone we arrive. Alone we depart.
Let's sit you up, old fella.
I hope my merciful judge will say my debt is paid.
Your reward will be in heaven, sir.
Is there any friend or family we can send to?
I have none since my child died. He would not let me see him in his coffin.
Huh? There is a light, sir. Look, there.
Be still, my friend, be still.
I bless you both for coming. Yes. There is a light.
I'll see to him, sir. I've done it afore.
Sam, for 20 long years, this man has been slowly murdered by the law.
The week turned into a fortnight, and the fortnight sank into a month.
Expect you get sick of the sight of my pretty face, sir. why don't I send to my father? He's a very good conversationalist.
No. Thank you, Sam. I should rather be alone.
It rained all April, and May weren't too merry.
Bless me! Look who's come to see you, sir.
My dear old friend, I have brought a couple of bottle of claret for you.
I know, sir. We can send down for some porter. And Todd's pie shop opposite does a very acceptable pasty. We'll make a regular night of it.
My dear Perker, I do not wish to appear ungracious, but I am in no mood for celebration. And before you mention the subject, yes, I still refuse to settle. Forgive me. I am tired.
I fear his health is suffering, Sam. Yeah.
Any word from the Dodson and Fogg quarter?
I'm afraid not. Nor can we expect any. Keep his spirits up, Sam.
Fact is, me own is flagging a bit. There's only so much nine pins a man can play. Well, good night, Mr. Perker. Yeah. I'll sleep on the floor if you like, sir.
Sir. Sam, I am not low on my own account. But my heart aches for the wretched sufferings of my fellows in this place. Henceforth, I will be prisoner in my own room. I have my books and my journal. I shall be quite comfortable. Yes.
Mr. Pickwick lay on his bed and turned his face to the wall.
Good night, sir.